We are holding in the fourth parak of Masechet Bava Batra and of Samachet, and we're at the Halakha Mishnah Hamocherat Ha'ir. So till now we've been discussing various types of sales, where we discussed the Mechira of a Bayit, and the Mechira of a Chatzer, the Mechira of particular things like a Beit Abad and a Merchatz. How about if you sell an entire town? What's included in the town? Now basically the principle is that as the area, as we saw before, the relationship of bayit v'chatzer, what's included in a chatzer is broader than what's included in a bayit, even in terms of the things that within the bayit itself you wouldn't have sold. You may sell within the context of a chatzer, because it's clear that I mean a broader sale, and it's also less likely that I intend to move out with these things. So I'm sort of selling out the whole thing. Obviously, when it comes to selling out a whole bayit, I mean a whole ear, that means that I'm leaving. Lots of people own towns. There's towns for sale in England today.
I own this town.
No. There are literally. I did this off a couple of months ago. There's a town for sale in England. That's not a bad deal. So over here, the guy sells the entire city. If he sells the entire city, so then that really seems to mean that he's closing out business around these parts and he's moving into completely new areas. So then already he's unlikely to be moving much with him. In that case, there's also the general implications that a town is very inclusive. Plus, even those things that would not have been included in the specific items may be included in the broader context of a town. So first of all, izmachar batim, borot, shichinu ma'arot, those are things we know already would have included in a chotzer. But he also says the merchatzaot, the shofchot, the beit habadim, those are the things that were not included in a chotzer, and even beit hashlachim, which I have no idea what that means, because beit hashlachim usually means a field specifically that is irrigated, as opposed to a beit habal, which is drawn from rainwater, which has nothing to do with the town. What's not to mean if it's a beit hashlachim? It's very strange. The Gemara is going to discuss what a beit hashlachim would mean. However, those things which are metaltalin, which we said we would move before, and that does not mean only metaltalin that are like in the pantry or in the drawers. It means even metaltalin we said that are movable in a house that we still be tatach b'shabayi. Those things would be not sold with the house and are not sold here either. He may move out the machteshet that's not mechuber and so on. Bisman shabalo yivachomash betocha. So then, if he said it, the entire contents, it would include even livestock. So afilo hoya ba behima, which for sure would include it in other types of sales. And afilo avadim, hare kulan mechurim. Ramat Shib Megamliel omer hamocher at ha'ir machar et hasantar. Or I suspect it's actually senator. No, because in the Medrash, senators use a senator medaber lifnei hamelech, for instance, the Medrash says. A senator is a lashon. It's Latin, but it comes from the word sena, which is old, like senescence and so on. It means zakin, a zakin at ear. So the if we read it that way, as opposed to santer, the santer is from the lashon of netira. It's not Latin. It would mean to watch over something. It would be a shomer of some kind, or perhaps an area that is shomer, like your chin, right? It's a bone that is shomer on the road, shomer on the pay. So then the makor would be natar. Gemara is going to ask what in the world that's referring to over here in terms of the city, and that we'll get into in a moment. But what interests us first is afilu avadim. The afilu avadim. Look, the truth is we know that the status of avadim midoraita is that it has a dinner karkot. So in terms of kinyonim and things like this, the Torah compares it to nachala. It says, so there we understand that as a dinner karka. But that is not going to affect contracts, because contracts are defined by Lashon B'nai Adam. Later on, there's a machlokas, what the din is, legabe sales, and the implications of a word, Lashon B'nai Adam. The Gemara is bothered by the fact that it seems pretty clear from this Mishnah what an Eved is. An Eved, only if you say Kol Mashu Betocha, is included, like the Metaltalin. But if you didn't say Kol Mashu Betocha, it's excluded, like the Metaltalin. So there you go. So there's your proof that an Eved is Metaltalin. So what's the Gemara discussing later, not even bringing a right from the Mishnah? So you see very clearly, no? Shema Mina, that Avdes can Metaltalin Adami. Because, I mean, that's the whole point. All Karkaot are included. Metaltalin are not included. But if you say Kol Mashu Betocha, you're including all the metaltalin. So then the ikakamakarka dummy, why wasn't it nizdavin agav mata? Why wasn't it sold lechatchila together with the town? It's not mashi betocha. It's you're saying that an eved would be karka, then it would be the town. It's part of the town. So clearly it's not part of the town. Says Rav Ashi to him, no, but let's say you're right. So what? So now Eved is Metalpsim. So now the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Well, how does the Mishnah make sense? The Mishnah says, Afilu Avonim. What's going to mean Afilu Avonim? Just say the Metalpsim. Why didn't we mention Avonim? So anyway, you need an explanation for heaven's sakes why we mentioned Avonim. So how do you know that explanation wouldn't work for Mekarkoi also? So let's take it from your point of view. Elamai. Okay. Avdaki Metalpsim told me. Let's say that you're right. Granted. No. So, Iyachi, why would it say Afilu? So, Elamayit Lachome, how are you going to explain Afilu? That the Avimino would be that an Eved is obviously in a category Bifnei Atzmai, together with the Behemoth, because they move on their own. So, if somebody is moving out, what does that mean? He has to load a dump truck with his animals. He's going to walk with them, and they'll go across the plains until they arrive in, was the place where they used to the cattle drives? We're going to, what was that town that all the cattle would come to? Sorry, tip of my tongue. But anyway, so they would travel, 1,000 miles across the Great Plains, deliver their behemoths. You know? So why in the world would he sell the behemoths? That's the point. It's the same reason. Why would he sell the avodah? Therefore, I need to say, if he said, Komash betochai, sell me avodah. But what does that have to do with whether the Yevet is technically karkar metaltel? It's irrelevant. So you're going to also have to agree that shiny being metaltel, deny it, the metaltel lo nai, is an afkamina between the type of metaltel that are movable, type of metaltel that are not movable. No. So then you can say the same thing if an Yevet is kikarkar. The mission is not talking about the technicality of whether it's karkar metaltel. So then afilu tema avdek mekarkar dami. Shiny being mekarkar deny it, la mekarkar de lo nai. That's the whole point. And Lamaisa, that's why in Hebrew, if you want to talk about real estate in the technical term in modern Hebrew, it's nichse delo naide. That's the word. That's nadlan, right? So a nadlan, a dealer in nadlan, is a dealer nichse delo naide. He's not coming to talk about the din of karka. It's not karka. That would include avodim. We're talking about not movable property. That's the point. So not movable, that's what in America would be called real estate. There's no way to say that in Hebrew, because real estate would include other things as well that have a din of karkos, like avodim. So you use the word nichsidalonaide specifically, and that's the Gemara. So there's an afkamina between karkadonaide and karkadalonaide. Therefore, this mission is irrelevant to the question of how avodim are viewed by the Shon Bnei Adam. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel omer, amokher at ha'ir, machar at ha'senator. So what is that? So my senator. So achat targimu, bar machlanita. So over here, we said the senator is the county clerk, basically. He's the guy where, the truth is, technically speaking, it would be the town surveyor. Because that was the clerk who is the ikker involved in keeping track of properties, taxes, and so on and so forth, is called later on something else. We'll see. They split between taxes and surveying. So somebody would have to come out and define the borders. This field goes up to here. This house goes up to here. So that was done also by a county official. All right. So that county official, nowadays would work for the building department and so on. So that individual, without that individual, you're going to have chaos.
The registrar, maybe knows who's what.
But he actually comes out to the Rashbam, says he's there to tell you. So he'll go out and he knows the markers and things like that other people wouldn't be able to spot. So you have to be like a bucky for that. And actually, I went along with such a person in Richie's Island, because it's very complicated. It goes through forests. And this, where's the boundaries of his property? Right? So we went by. It's amazing, like the kind of things that they know. They'll find a little marker you wouldn't see in a million years that has a little thing written on it. You'd never know. It's engraving on it. It's in the ground. They know where it is, so they'll show you exactly. So such a person works for the town. If you don't have a guy like that, and he's an avid, obviously, I can't sell him, of course. But here we're talking about an Eved. This is his job. So if I'm selling the ear, the time is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's got to include somebody who knows what's going on. I mean, otherwise, what are we going to sell an ear? It's like selling a business, and none of the people will come along with the business. And what am I going to do with the business? So Mamelin includes now the santar. But here we can use it as a senator, because then it doesn't mean a shomer. It's not from the Lashon of the Tira necessarily.
It's not the
jumping
center.
That's a good point.
And what would it mean, a senator?
So, an official. A senator is an official. It's Badar b'Bifnei HaMelech. Shimon ben Avtumas Eimer, it's a reference to Bagi. It's Bagi. The Bagi we saw were Sodais. The Sodais around the field. So why would I call the Bagi a senator? I mean, it could be because of the Lashon of Natar, as I mentioned. So in other words, an area around the field provides a certain level of protection and separation around the field, the city, I mean. Provides a certain level of shmira for the city. So it's called the center of the city. So, mandyamar bambach vandita. Koshkein bagi. Look, I mean, bagi is karka, mamish. So over there, for sure I would sell the karka. If you hold the bagi around the field, around the ear, are really part of the city's identity. So then of course I would sell the Bagi. But the Man D'Omer says only Bagi would not hold that Reb Shimon Gamliel would have been willing to sell the Machlanita. That's already a step further. I mean, that's already a Tashmish of the city. Who guaranteed to sell you all of Tashmish? The Bar Machlanita, that's not Mamish real estate. Maybe that's not Mizdavi. Now, let's take a look at the Lashon of the Mishnah a little more carefully to see which pshat fits. Tonight, the Mishnah began by talking about the Beit HaBadin and the Beit HaShlachin. Now, normally a Beit HaShlachin would mean a field that is irrigated. Now, I understand, of course, the point of the Mishnah can't be referring specifically to irrigation. That has nothing to do with the city. But I did understand that the word Shlachin means field. All types of fields. Bagi. Why in the world would I refer to Bagi as Shlachin? Because like it says in the Pasuk, V'sholeach mayim al p'nei chutzot. What's the pshat? Sholeach mayim al p'nei chutzot. Anything that needs water, because the beginning of the Pasuk is Hanotein matar al p'nei aret. So sholeach mayim al p'nei chutzot means you have the areas that have heavy water usage. That's the agricultural usage. So I refer to chutzot as the agricultural areas that are outside where the water has to flow. We want to make sure there's lots of water available. So good, so we refer to it as sholeach. So it's the Beit HaShlachim, meaning all of the fields. So if that's what it meant, let's understand now the continuation of the Mishnah and what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying. So if you hold that the meaning of a senator is Bar Machvanita, okay, so Bishleiman Bar Machvanita, it makes sense. The Tanakam is saying the real estate of the city includes even the Sodais, even though the Sodais are not literally the city, but they're viewed as an extension of the Chashivas of the city, the Shmira of the city, because it's real estate, but certainly not the officials in the city. That's not going to be included, because that's not real estate.
We're talking about a city that's similar to the Bombay.
All cities were like that. All cities were essentially like that. What we saw from the Gemara. The question is whether it's mechuyev to be like that and things like that. But that was the norm.
So when right? Describing
a city that's fields around. Even today, the Kvarim and Eretz Yisrael, they were all originally made that way. You know, so there's always around them are the Sodais. The houses are in the middle. Right? The various Mishutaf settlements are like that. So it comes along now, Reb Shimon Gamliel, to say, Afilu, the Bar Machlanita Nami Mizdav. But how do you explain, according to the other Man Yomar, if you're going to say that Reb Shimon Gamliel was talking about Bagi, no. So the Tanna Kama says the Shlachin are included. And what are Shlachin? Bagi. How long Reb Shimon Gamliel saying, no, the Bagi are included. That's what I just said. So now how can you learn, if that's the case, that the meaning of a center is the Bagi? So the Man Yomar Bagi, what? The Tanna Kama Nami Yoshi Kama, he was also talking about Bagi. Well, no, anyway, according to this pshad, we'll have to say that the Shlachin are not Bagi, obviously. He took that into consideration. So what he would say is like this. The Tanakama was talking about Shlachin, but you know what? Shlachin are not the fields. Shlachin are the Ginunayita. Ginunayita are, you could call them fields, but they're really parks. So the area where people from the town would go, not going to go to a field that's been used for growing grain, but certainly the areas around the town that are where trees, nice places to walk, that I understand is included. That the Tanakama. Tanakama says, Bishleim, if it's parkland, fine. That's included. Why would I call it gardening? Sholeach. What does gardening have to do with it? That's not called chutzais. No, that's because of a different pasuk. That's because it says, Shelachayich pardes rimonim. So much the areas in which we talk about where other places would be meaningless. What's that? Empty fields? No. In Klal Yisrael, it's like pardes rimonim. Okay, but that means that we refer to the way that Shlomo HaMelech referred to the Ginot. But according to the Tanakama, Bagi is lo mizdavni. Comes on Reb Shimon Gamliel to say, Afilu Bagi nami mizdavni. So that's one approach to this whole discussion. So we can't bring a raya from the Mishnah whether Bagi is Bar Mach, whether Senator is Bar Machlanita, or whether it's Bagi. Now, there was another way that started from the opposite assumption in the Tanakama. Ikari Amri, that initially we thought that the meaning of Shlachin in the Tanakama was Ginunaita. And then we started the opposite side. So, Bishleim Lamad Yomer Bagi. If you all the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was talking about Bagi, then everything makes sense. Because then the Tanakama says the Beit HaShlachi, referring to parkland. And then the natural response to that is, if you hold it even more than that, is sold. So you say, no, it's not only the parkland, it's even the fields. It comes on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel to say, why are you saying the Shlachi in terms of the Pardes Rimonim? You don't need Pardes Rimonim, even if it would be Bagi, which is center, is also good enough. But if you hold that the, let's just see that inside. So Bishan Lamandamer Bagi, the Tanakam says, Gununaitim is Davin, Bagi lo Mizdavin, comes on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel to say, Afilu Bagi is Mizdavna, right? But if Elalamandi Amar Bar Machwanit, if you're going to learn that the meaning of Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel is that you're selling also the county, what did you call him? You said he keeps track of
register.
Right, but it was more than that. We're talking about the register. So it's the county surveyor, let's say. So, I mean, there's two jumps over here that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel would be making. And it leaves it very unclear. It's not, as Tosis points out on Amud Aleph, it's not a terrible problem. Because you're talking about Gnunaita. I could have said, well, why only Gnunaita, even Bagi? And what I do say is, forget about Bagi, even the Bar Machmanita. Which then you're supposed to understand, if Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is willing to sell a person as opposed to real estate. Goshkin is going to sell all of the real estate. But, I mean, contextually, it's so awkward. It's so unclear. I mean, if you were talking, you wouldn't have said, why are you talking about the gardens? Even the fields. For that matter, even the Bar Machwanita should be included. So why didn't he mention the Bagi if you're telling me that it's only a Bar Machwanita? It's just not, it sounds like it's out of left field. You're talking about gardens, and I'm talking about Bar Machwanita, instead of addressing the real immediate issue, which is the thing above gardens, which is the field. It's just, it doesn't fit. That's all. The language doesn't fit properly. So the Tanakhama is going to say Gnunaita, and Reb Shimon Gamliel is going to answer Bar Machwanita. It's a weird conversation. They sound like they're talking past each other, even though you could analyze it and say, of course, it does make sense. No, says the Gemara, in this version, we change our mind about what the Tanakhama meant about Shlokhin in the other direction. We start with thinking it meant Gnunaita, which raid a problem. And instead we say, no, you think Shlachim means Gnunaita. Misavarta, my Shlachim, Gnunaita? On the contrary. My Shlachim, according to this approach, Shlachim meant Bagi. Why would I use the word Shlachim for Bagi if I know that the word Shlachim means Shlachayach Pardes Rimonim? Because I also have a pasuk, which means I could include all of the sodais as shlokhai. So the Tanakam was talking about all of the sodais, but only real estate. A bar machlanita lo nizdavik comes along now. Reb Shimon Gamliel, author Reb Shimon Gamliel lemeimar, that's not true. Doesn't have to be real estate. It could be afilo a bar machlanita would also nami mizdavni. Now, Toshma, let's take a look at this brisa, which I think makes it pretty clear, says the Gemara, what a senator is. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, senator eno machur. But the ankumus is machur. Now, the ankumus, there's no question what an ankumus is. An ankumus is the county assessor. So he's a human being. He's not some kind of piece of real estate. So in context, I mean, are you not willing to recognize that my lav mida ankumus gavra, a senator is a gavra? Well, it's a little bit strange, but in the same price, the county assessor is sold, but the field isn't sold. Oh, it's weird. See, why Ned Zariah, Midi Ira? I mean, why not? You're making an assumption that the price is referring to a set of things. Who says the price is referring to a set of things? No, what he's saying is Arkanita. He's saying that, look, whatever is absolutely necessary, that this is the guy who knows, he keeps track of the actual field, so he knows who owns what. Not to go show people, but to keep track of taxes. So if you're not going to have a guy like that, you're going to have you're going to have the IRS down your neck in 2 weeks. I mean, so of course I'm selling I have to sell this guy again. He's an Eved, of course. This doesn't prove anything to me. Says the Gemara. No, hold on a second. But then you would be saying that the Reb Yehuda Shita would be that indeed you're willing to taina that the senator is eno machur, and the senator is not a gavra, it means the field. Excuse me. Akatani Sefer, look at the continuation. If you're mocher the ear, you did not sell shiareha, which we're going to discuss what that means in a moment, velo benotea, you didn't sell the suburbs of the town, velo churshin hamuktinla, or forest areas that are set aside for the use of the town and that are basically going to be used for the firewood or for whatever the town needs. Velo bivarin shel chaya v'shel afot v'shel dagim, or vivariums that include various types of vital things, chayas, ofas, dagim, that where they have the food supply growing. And we explain what that meant. Let's go through how we explain it. The shiareah are bizli. My bizli? I thought bizli are bad for your health. Amar Ravave, no, it doesn't mean the food bizli. It means piski. That makes it very clear. Piski bagi. So the piskei bagi, are little pieces of bagi. It means the leftovers at the edges that are close to the field. And that already is the borders of the agricultural area that has like rocky places that these couldn't be mechuber to the agriculture. Since, however, they're not used for agriculture, but the town doesn't make use of that. So it's not part of the food supply. So what it seemed to be talking about is the things that you're going to be using in the town. So piskei bagi aren't included, but the bagi themselves, piskei bagi hodolo mizdavi, but the bagi atzman would be mizdavi. So if that would be the case, then Rav Yehuda is contradicting himself. He said senator and a mocher, and you're claiming that that means bagi. Then in the end we say, but the piskei bagi is not mocher. Mashma, the bagi is mocher. How could in the same bright that we have a contradiction, Rav Yehuda? Apparently we mixed up the shitas over here. So what we should do is we should switch around. Epoch. That what Rabbi Yehuda actually said was that the senator is a mochur and the onkumus is in a mochur. So that only real estate is sold and not the onkumus, which is a person. So then what you're ending up saying that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Right, Rav Shimon Gamliel says in our Mishnah, it includes the senator, and Rabbi Yehuda also includes the senator. The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda definitely does not hold of Rav Shimon Gamliel. I mean, maybe not when it comes to the senator issue, but certainly he doesn't buy into Rav Shimon Gamliel's approach, because look at this. How can you say that he holds of Rav Shimon Gamliel over Rabbi Yehuda Karabonetz? Where do we see that? Diktoni Sefer. Avolo Shiareha Velo Benoteha. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you did not sell the suburbs if you sold the town. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says beferish, later I'll show you a braita, that if you sold a city, you did sell the subs. So machar at ir, machar benotea, the tanya, amocher at ir, lo machar benotea, whereas according to Shimon Gamliel, amocher at ir, was machar benotea. So that means Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So what are you telling me, Shimon Gamliel? Says the Gemara, well, I told you Rabbi Yehuda holds of Shimon Gamliel. I told you Rabbi Yehuda holds that he was machar at center, which happens to agree with Shimon Gamliel, but doesn't mean he holds of Shimon Gamliel overall in giving these liberal interpretations. So the point over here is, he holds of Rav Shimon Gamliel in terms of the din of the senator, and he disagrees with him in terms of Benotea. What's so terrible about that? So we can still stick with both possibilities, either Bar Machvanita or Bagi. Continue the Braita to say that if you sell the field, you did not sell the vivariums of any kind. So lo vivarium shall chaya, shall afot, shall tagim. Yes, the Gemara, it says in the Braita, Yula Banot Enim Karotima. So that means, if you have suburbs, the suburbs aren't included. Hayala Chelek Echad Beyam Vechelek Echad Beyabasha. Suppose the town was like Kovna. So it had one part on one side, and one part is like an island, or it's the other side of water. And it looks like two different places. Well, it was a river, it wasn't the ocean, right? But it was really two cities, they weren't even crossover from one to the other. So suppose the town is split into a piece that's in the Yam and a piece that's on the Yabasha. Akko, right? What was the Tsur? Tsur used to be like that before Napoleon built the whole island. The access. It used to be a complete island. Yeah, he built it out. He had to rebuild it though. Yeah. Built the causeway. Yeah. So if you have a town that is like that, like Tzur, or now here's the important part, as if it had Bivirian, Shalchaya, Shalafot, Shaldagim. So here it says Ariel and Karnima. But it is meant to be included because, I mean, this is the place that the city uses as holding pens for its various food supply.
Raising animals there?
Yeah, they're raising animals, or they're raising fish, or they've got
an
avarian. Yeah. So Ariel Nim Karinima, here it says Ferish it is sold. So how can you say in our bright it's not sold? No, look, Kasha. Adanagicha ki lagav, but negicha ki lavav. Which direction do the cages face? If the cages face into the town, the doors open into the town. I mean, it's a holding area for the town. If Lamaisa, it's an area that is outside of the town, so then that's an agricultural area. So then it's not the same as the zoo in the town. That's not a problem. But then what, it still doesn't make sense. Because we said that anything that's miyuchet for the town is nonetheless, it says, lo atachoshin hamuktina. And you're saying that here, it would be included. Why? Because this is the thing that the town is going to be used. And the churshin, so why is the churshin any different than that? If they're muktzinla, so that means that they're open into the town, and you walk from the town into this area where you have the wood supply, and you're saying here it's not included, so why is the bivarian included, and this is not included? That's not a good enough explanation, says the Gemara, because you have a mistaken girsa. Chorshin, Amuktin, La, of course would be included in the talent. When it says Muktin, it means Muktin Emena. In other words, they were set aside to open in the other direction. To indicate, exactly. So they're exactly the same as the Bivarian. However the Bivarian are made, that's how the Chorshin are made. And now our president has been waiting for this dramatic, fateful moment.
Dr. Helga Mishnah.
Amocheret HaSadeh. Moving on now out of built-up areas, moving out into the fields. So we've discussed the house, expanded to the yard, going into the town, spoken about the bathhouses, the manufacturing areas. How about if we're out of town now? Now we're in the Sadeh. What's included in the sale of a Sadeh? Thank you. So, if you have any stones in that field that are needed by the field, why would I need stones? That the Gemara will discuss. Vetakanim. I know the day is coming when you're going to be sitting in the middle of it. But it will be my pleasure to listen to you say the daf, really. Mamish. Vetakanim shepakerem. And the sticks, we'll see what the sticks are needed for years. The kerem that are needed by the kerem. Here we're talking about a kerem which is in the field and nonetheless is included. Let's say it's considered to be as area b'fnei atzma. Even the grown tua, which is remains mechuber lekarka, even a chitzata kanim. Now remember, the chitzata kanim is a mechitza. We would call it like a thicket, but it's used as a mechitza, so it's not really choshev b'fnei atzma until it reaches a certain size. If it reaches a certain size, it's such a big piece of property that people would sell it separately. So you would have included the chitzat hakanim as long as it's pchuta mibeit rova. The shomerah. A shomerah is a little hut that a shomer sits in. They call it like a hide. And it's ena asuya betit. No, about a hide is meant where you look out at the animals. But
you see them everywhere.
Yeah. But ena asuya betit.
From by Yishan, right?
But not the ones that are not asuya betit. Here we're talking about things that you put together that aren't... They're very temporary, right? If you already made it into a building that can hold up, then it doesn't include the Shomira. V'etacharuv she'namuk. Now, obviously you include trees. However, there are two very important trees that normally are not included in the sale of a field. Even. Because they're viewed as separate property. And that's a shikma, which is a sycamore. What they used to do is they would cut it down and force it to grow out until it becomes very thick. And then they would use the new growth as korot. Because normally, a regular tree doesn't have thick enough beams to draw this in Eretz Yisrael to make korot out of. So they would use the shikma, would turn it into a sadan, a shikma. It was like so thick and heavy, they would call it a sadan, like you work in a smithy. And then it would grow out, but this takes time. So you would first have to cut it down and wait till the second order growth. Same thing would be true about charuvim. Charuvim could grow, as we see, into enormous trees, but also only if you were marking them. So they themselves don't grow naturally that large. If they're murkavim, then they grow. So therefore, the Mishnah concentrates specifically on the type of trees that you might have thought were not included, which includes the choruv and the shikma. So it's coming to tell me that even a charuv, if it's not yet murkav, and a shikma, which is still a bit too large, so it hasn't gone through the cutting down and rebuilding stage, that would be included. Things that are not directly needed by the field. Again, we'll talk about what the tradition there. Or the pieces of reed that are not letzorcha kerem. Once the tvua no longer is attached to the ground, it's not included. But if he said, this doesn't have a din of metaltalin, the equivalent of metaltalin that are in the drawers of your house. This has a din of the equivalent of the appliances in the house. And therefore, if you said, they would all be mocher. Now, even if you did say, it would not include things that are viewed as areas for themselves. So, benkach u benkach, lo machar, lo et chitzat hakanim, which is so large that it's a beit rova. Lo ata shomerah she'asuya b'tizayis, it's like a house. If you already built a small house for the shomer, that's not sold. Even if you said kovash b'tocha. Lo ata charuv ha-murkav, V'lo et sadan ha-shikma. So once already it was Murkav, it has a chashivas to itself, and that I view it as a whole separate field, because it's so productive. And I definitely didn't mean to include that as Masha B'tocha.
So here the owner holds
on to it. Owner holds on to it.
Even if he said...
even if he said, go Masha B'tocha. Just like you would hold on to the things in your pantry, for another reason, obviously. If you said, go Masha B'tocha. Or you would hold on, in the case of selling a Beit HaMerchat, you would hold on to the water reservoir and to the fuel tanks. Even though they're obviously used by the Beit HaMerchat. Even though you say, kol mashbidocha, you'd have to say, kol tashmishah, plus note the gulot, in order to include those things. So these things are similar. Again, these are not exactly the same, remember. The reason that I don't include the metatolim that are irrelevant to the house is because why should I? Kol mashbidocha is meaningful in the sense of the relationship to the house. The Kol Mashe B'Tocha wouldn't include it. The reason that Kol Mashe B'Tocha doesn't include the fuel tanks for the Beit HaMerchat is because they're not limited to the Beit HaMerchat. I'm also attached to the same gas supply for my house, or I have the same water tanks in my house, so therefore it's not included, because it's not uniquely for it. Over here, the reason that it's not included is because it's chashuv a separate problem. So each Mishnah has made it clear not only the differences in the inclusiveness, but also it's taken into consideration all kinds of other issues, such as the likelihood that I would be moving it out, what's its relationship to the house, does it have a chashivas bifnei atzma. This we saw back in the house where we were talking about a gag that is a machitza, or has a shmir, has sur sapesa, the ma'akez gavoa mi'asar tvachim. Those are things, as the Gemara says, that are tashmishin levad. That's not necessarily chashive levad, right? So there's all kinds of issues over here. There's the type of tashmish, such as the difference between a bor and a dut and a bayit. There's the chashivas of the tashmish, such as the geder gavoa asor tochim on a gag, though maybe similar tashmish. Then there's the chashivas of the property, which is that this is something that I would have sold separately. There's no reason to assume that I'm looking at it as bottle to the piece of property that I am selling. So again, it's not, I mean, every mishnah has been really full of all types of new gedorim that we need to include halach l'maaseh in making a determination of what's included. So my avanim shein letzorcha, what do you mean exactly? Why would I need avanim in a field? Wouldn't I want to get rid of avanim in a field? So halacha targimun, they say over here in Bavel that the meaning of these avanim are avnei de'akfa. Avnei de'akfa mean paperweights, basically. It means, well, we're going to get to what you thought in a moment. You don't live in Bava. I'm sorry. So it's referring to stones that you can use to hold down the tvua after it's already been harvested, where when there's a wind, that's all you need is to leave. You need to leave the tvua there to dry out. But what's going to prevent it from being blown away? So then we have to weigh it down. So the avnei d'akfa are for tvua what a paperweight is to your paper on your desk. Ula Amar? No. Ula, it says it's talking about Avanim HaSidurot L'Gader. There we go. It's the Avanim. Obviously, if it's a Gader already, I mean, what are we discussing? Of course I sold the Gader. But it's talking about over here that the Avanim are not built yet into a Gader, but they're in a building pile, obviously ready for construction. So they're already now Misidurot. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that it has to be Misidurot? Votani Rebchia. Avanim tzivurot legader. Even if they're not tzivurot, you just have a haphazard pile of stones, and there's nothing there that shows necessarily that we're ready to begin construction. Looks more like the kever of Pinchas ben Yoyim. Nonetheless, it's included. So how do you say it has to be dafkin tzivurot? Says Gemara, you're right. We're going to have to change that not to read tzivurot, tni in the braita. That it's Sidurot in Achinani. You said that in Bavel, Ochet Targimo, Avnei De'Akva. That's what you said, right? Let me just go back to what you said a moment ago. Now, I know L'Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says later on that where you were Meicher, a Kerem, all Tashmishe Kerem are included. Now, that was the opposite of the Shita of the Rabbanan, that the things that are not Mocher, Aliba, the Rabbanan are Mocher, Aliba, the Rebbe Meir. So that would mean that whenever we talk about it, as we did in this Mishnah, Mechres HaSodom, Mechres HaKerem, what things are included, what things are not included, we're going to have to explain it differently, Alibid Rebbe Meir, and differently, Alibid Rabbanan. correct? Because Rabbi Meir has a much more liberal interpretation. So, therefore, we need to explain it now more carefully. According to Rabbi Meir, the Avnei De'Akva would mean that they are mitaknan ve'afagav de'lo machtan. He would say, anything that has been set up in a way, or maybe I cut off the pieces that would make it difficult for them to hold things down, let's say they were shaped funny. So I cut it down so that they would be ready to be used for the Omerim. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. They wouldn't even have to be in the Sadeh. As long as they are mitukan for the Sadeh, just like we saw, we spoke very briefly about the din of staves in a Kerem that could be used by the Kerem, whether they're included or not. So I'd leave it to Rabbi Meir. We would say mitakna avagav de lo macha. According to Rabbanan, who have a less liberal interpretation, and they say you don't sell tashmishin just because you sold the thing itself, unless they are things that have mamish clearly been inserted into the ground, or they're already set up in a way that I see them. So then the Rabbanan would be udamachta. If you're learning avnei dekatve, it's avonim that are already in the field and are muchan for use. According to Ula, who said it's avonim ha-sidurot, that would mean, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, not sidurot in the sense of being mamish in a pile in the field, but sidurot would be including metakdan afar gavdalo sidran. They don't have to mamish be in a pile, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. If I already indicated that, let's say I washed them off, they're ready now to be used, that's enough, according to his interpretation, because they're ready to be used here. According to Rabbanan, I'd have to do more than that. So we just want to make sure that we understand, because we're going to be getting later to the sugya of how to define the tashmishin. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. Don't think that the two shitas over here necessarily involve themselves in the machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. Avnei De'Akva has an explanation both. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. And so do Avanim Misudarot have an explanation. What do we mean by Misudarot? Misudarot, like we would say today, it's Beseder, which we don't mean necessarily it's all set up in a pile. But that they're ready, they're holding by this. Finally, Gemara uses the lashon like that, like sidurot li machel, avonotav mesudarot, from mesudarot. It's either they're set up ready for a din, or they're set up ready for mechila. Obviously, it doesn't mean the physical setup. See, yeah, that's what it would mean too. That's all that Ula meant.
So, field full of rock.
Amocheret ha'ir, machar batim, barot, shichin, marot, merchatzaot, shofot, bet abadim, bet ashlachim, avonot ha'metalot. Nobody ever said that. Because of course. Why wouldn't they be nizdavin agamata? Nu, halamai. Avdi kemetatli dami, semai afilu. And the Ma'itak Lamemar Shani Be Metatil Denaide, the Metat Dulunay Safilu Temav the Kibekarke Domi. Sorry. Shani Be Mekarke Denaide, the Mekarke Lunaide, Shemigam Lilamera Mokheta Yir, Makarata Sinta, my Sinta, Hokatar Gimo Bar Machvanita, Shimo Benaftoma Summer Baggy, Samadi Omer Bar Machvanita, Sakoshkin Baggy. Mandi Omer Bagi, but Bar Machvanita is not real estate. Therefore, it's not Mizdad. It's not. Beit Abadim or Beit HaShlachim. Now, assuming Zavro Mai Shlachim Bagi, based on the Pasuk, Shaleach Mai Mapnech, which says, especially in the Mandi Omer Bar Machvanita, Tanakama comes along and says, Bagi Mizdad, no? But obviously, the Bar Machvanita is Lo Mizdad because it's not property. Author of Shemagam Leela Meimar, Afilo Bar Machvanita, Nami Mizdad. But according to the Maniyama Bagi, so then the Tanakama was also saying Bagi. Tanakama Nami Yachikama. Now, be suffered by Shlachin Bagi. Shlachin refers to parkland, Yinunaita. Shama Shlachayich Pardes Rimonim. Avo Bagi Bene Rechinam? Bagi wasn't included. Now comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel to say even Bagi or Mizdav. Ikiriyami, this whole discussion starts with the opposite Savua. My Shlachin Ginuniyata. So that means that Tanakama is talking about Guniniyata. So Bishop Lamad Yomar Bagi makes perfectly good sense. Tanakama says Guniniyata Mizdavna, but the Bagi is low Mizdavna, it has to be parkland. Comes along with Shem Yombiyo. Lamemar Afilu Bagi Mizdavna. But if you're going to tell me that it's referring to Bar Machvanita, so the Tanakama is referring to Ginunaita, Maharile Reb Shimon Gamliel Bar Machanita? I mean, he should have talked about the bargain. No, according to this version, my savri, my shlachin ginunaita. No, my shlachin bagi. But the Tanakhama is saying, aval, bar machanita lo mizdavim. Comes along Reb Shimon Gamliel to say, I hold a feel of bar machanita, davim mizdavim. So it works out well either way. It's just a different way to explain the lashon of shlachin. Now, Toshma, Rabbi Yeromer, senator ain't a mocher, but the Yankumas is mocher. Now, come on, man. If the Yankumas is a gavra, so, I mean, it's pretty clear the senator is also a gavra. No, 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 me the ire, akirita. Well, me much at Amritaki, that's what Rabbi Yoromer holds. Vokotoni sefa avaloshiorea, velo benoteha, velo choshin hamukzinla, velo bivarian, shall chaya, shall afot, shall dagim. Now, we explain that to mean my, what's the meaning of shiareha? Bizli. What's bizli? Amarababa piski bagi. So doesn't that mean that the piski bagi are not mizdavni, but the bagi are mizdavni? Well, change that, okay? Rabbi Yudomer, senator machur, alkumus ino machur. But that would mean that Rabbi Yudomer agrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Mimatsitam Rabbi Yudomer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, sphirale. If Rabbi Yehuda, we know, argues with Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, really. Diktani Seifa, Avaloshi Areh Avalobinoteha, whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says Machara Tair was Machar Benoteha. Titania Machara Tair lo Machar Benoteha, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Machara Tair Machar Benoteha. That's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Savala Kavati Bechada when it comes to the senator, Upolagale Bechada when it comes to Bonot. That's not a problem. So then, I get it. So why are the bivarian different than the churshin that are muktzinla? Churshin muktzinla means that it was open into the town. No, that's a mistake. Ema ha-mubtzina emena. So Adarab is exactly the same as the Bivarian. Ha-mukherat ha-sadeh, b'charat ha-mubtzina, b'charat ha-avanim, shem b'tzorcha, vet ha-kanim, shebekerem, shem b'tzorcha, vet ha-tvua, which is mechuberat ha-karka, vet chitzat ha-kanim, shebchuta mi-beit rova, vet ha-shomira, she'ina asuye betit, ואת החרוב שאינו מורכב, את פעולות השגמה, אבל לא מכר את האבנים שאינם לצורך, ולא את הקנים שבקרם שאינם לצורך, ולא את התפועה שהתרושה מן הקרקע. If he said, כל מה שבתוכה, so then הרי כולם מכורים. But even if he said, היא וכל מה שבתוכה, בין כך ובין כך, לא מכר את חיצת הקנים, which is a bit rova, לא את השומרה, which is עשוי הבתית, לא את החרוב המורכב, because all of these are choshev as a property to themselves. Now, when you say avanim shein tzorcha, meaning what? Tzorcha targimu avni de akva, and ula amar avanim as sidurot legader. I, the brightest, says beferish, antani rukhiya avanim sidurot legader, and you're saying dafka sidurot, then change that to mean sidurot, not sidurot. Now, let's go back to the beginning. Achatar gimel avne da akva. That's not 100% so simple, because alibi Rabbi Meir, it would mean demetak and afakav lo machtan in place. According to Rabbonan, it would have to be that they're actually machtan. According to Ula, which says avanim asidurot megader, also there's two different ways of explaining that. Alibi de Rabbi Meir, it means demetakdan afakav lo sidran. According to Rabbonan, it's dafka sidran.